Dan Neenan, director of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety, shares the importance of taking time to recognize National Farm Safety and Health Week and take proper safety precautions on the farm. The National Center for Agricultural Safety will provide daily webinars focused on protecting America's farmers and farm families. For more information on the daily webinars and topics, visit the National Center for Agricultural Safety website at necasag.org.
Farm Safety and Health Week got its start back in 1944. Actually, FDR signed the first proclamation. Agriculture, unfortunately, has led the nation many years in injuries and fatalities. The latest data has it that there's 50,900 non-fatal injuries per year. Last year, unfortunately, there were 511 fatalities. Now, just to give you a little bit, I first started doing ag safety back in the year 2000. Then we averaged about 730 fatalities per year. So we're going in the right direction, but unfortunately, we'll never reach zero during my working lifetime. During Farm Safety and Health Week, we've got two webinars per day. Each day is set up with a specific topic. Tuesday is total farmer health. So we're also going to be talking about brain health. That's something we need to be considerate with. Wednesday has always been Children's Day, talking about the issues. And of those 511 fatalities, about 100 of them every year are kids under the age of 18. So the farm is a place that they live, but they also work and play there. So we've got to make it safe for them. Thursday is confined space day, so grain bins and manure pits. And then Friday, it's women in agriculture. Before it gets to harvest, take a look at your equipment, make sure that you do any maintenance work that you need to do, but make sure that you put the safeties back over that, because in the fall, when we get in a hurry and something breaks down, we take off the safety, we fix it, and we'll think, I'll put the safety back on when I have time.